Now we're going to our top 15 New Zealand albums. So it's not a singles thing. This is a vote for the top New Zealand 15 albums, according to Audio Culture online New Zealand music thingy. I mostly see them on Facebook. I don't know what else. I presume they have a website that would make sense. Anyway, number 15, Shay Fu with The Navigator. And because it's an album, we're not going to play every song. We're going to play one song off it, and I get to choose it, which is cool for me. This is Misty Frequencies off the album Navigator, Shay Fu. You got the morning show with Aaron. That's Shay Fu there with Misty Frequencies off the album Navigator, which I think was his second album. Originally he was in Super Groove. I used to see him when I was a student in Auckland University. I see him walking past my flat on Surrey Crescent in Grey Lynn. That's my only connection. Anyway, so that was number 15 on the Audio Culture Countdown. Top New Zealand albums as voted by their listeners, readers. I think readers would be a better word for that. I have listeners, they have readers. We're going to go to number 14 now. It's Lord with the album Pure Heroine. And I really don't need to tell you anything about this. Actually, I want to tell you about what they said. What does RNZ say about Shay Fu's album, The Navigator? I was going to say that. In 2001, it charted new territory for New Zealand hip-hop. Its seamless blending of reggae, R&B and hip-hop, telling real-life experiences reflecting a truly Pacific soul. There you go. That's nice. Now, Lord, we don't need to tell you anything about Lord. This is her first album. It was back in the day when they used to, record companies used to invest money in developing an artist. Now they just see who's got the biggest number on TikTok and go for that. But we're going to, as I'm getting to choose off the album, I'm choosing to play Tennis Court, not the big one, Royals. You all know that one.
Don't you think that it's boring?
Number 14.
How people talk. Making smart with the words again.
for the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. And I am only as young as the minute is, full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown, I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form, showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins of my city like they do in space. But my head's filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can I fuck with the fun again when I'm known? And my boys trip me up with their heads again, loving them. Everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. Not forever. Yeah. Baby, be the class clown, I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form, showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. It looks alright in the pictures. You could watch from your window. Baby, be the class clown, I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form, showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. That was Lord with Tennis Courts. Now, Crowded House are coming up next from the album Woodface. Now, the way this works, actually, Crowded House, Woodface, and Lord Pure Heroine were 13th equal. So it's not really 14th, 13th. They had the same number of votes. So 13th equal. And Crowded House album Woodface, of course, is the one where Tim Finn joined the band. For fans of Split Enz, this was a huge thing. They loved having Tim in the band. And I've chosen It's Only Natural to play because you kind of hear the benefit of having the two brothers working together. It didn't last long. They all found it very weird having the former leader of Split Enz in the band on the stage. The dynamic wasn't working for them. So he left again soon after. But you do get to see the brothers play together quite often throughout the year. So it's all good. So here's It's Only Natural. Crowded House.
Ice will melt, water will boil. You and I can shake off this mortal coil. It's bigger than us, you don't have to worry about it. Ready or not, here comes a drop. You feel lucky when you know where you are. You know it's gonna come true. Here in your arms, I remember. Won't be the last.
Hey, you listen to The Morning Show with Aaron. That was It's Only Natural by Crowded House off the album Woodface, number 13th equal in our top 15 out New Zealand album countdown. I'm doing this based on the Audio Culture Readers Poll that they did. That's you can check them out online. They're actually doing, if you're into the old school New Zealand music and new stuff as well, but judging from this countdown, most of the audience is a little bit older. They're digging up unearthed stuff and they're getting into the famous stuff that you know and you miss. I sound like I'm doing an advert for them. Anyway, Audio Culture Online, that's where I got this from. That's why I'm giving them a big up. So, we've had Shafu, The Navigator, Lord Pure Heroine, and Crowded House, Woodface. At number 12, Salmonella Dub, Inside the Dub Plates from 2001. And I'm still looking for some details on it. All I've got is David Wernham and Patty Free involved. We're just going to play, again, I'm choosing the track, I'm choosing Push On Through. It's my favourite, one of my favourite tracks of theirs, actually. Salmonella Dub, number 12. Thank you. Hey, listening to The Morning Show with Aaron Salmonella Dub there, sitting at number 11 on our top 15 New Zealand album countdown as calculated by the Audio Culture New Zealand music guys. Now, number 11, we're going to squeeze this. I'm trying to time it. I didn't plan any of this. I had an interview cancelled this morning. I thought this is a good thing to do. I've got to fit in one more track before the hour. At number 11 was Dimmer, Believe You Are a Star. This is Shane Carter's project. Shane Carter from Straightjacket Fits, who were kings of the Dunedin sound, the alternative scene in Aotearoa in the, oh God knows, 80s? 80s or early 90s? I'm not even sure. But anyway, Shane Carter went out on his own. He formed, created Dimmer. And I don't even know if there was exactly what you'd call a lead single off the album. But we're going to play Seed. It's one of the songs I know and enjoy. So here you go, number 11, Dimmer. News and all that next, too, by the way. Right, didn't have anyone to interview this morning. Well, I did, but they had to pull out. So we're playing some music, and I've got Audio Culture's top New Zealand album countdown, as done by their readers' poll. Audio Culture, they call themselves the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Maybe I'll tell you more about them later on if you haven't heard of them. But we got to number 11. We had Shefu Navigator, Crowded House Woodface, Lord Pure Hero, and Salmonella Dub, Inside the Dub Plates, and Dimmer Believe You Are a Star. The 15 to 11 range now into the top 10, and I hope I've got enough time to play all these tracks. I didn't plan any of this, but I think it might work out. So Submarine Bells by The Chills is coming in at number 10. Now, for those of you who weren't around, New Zealand music was in a fairly dire state in those days. This is 91, I think this came out, just off the top of my head. And there we go, 1990. So yeah, radio stations in New Zealand wouldn't play much New Zealand music back then. I think they were just about to get the Kiwi Hit Discs in New Zealand on air, start working on that particular problem. But there had been no New Zealand number one in New Zealand for 7 years, I think, up till this. And then The Chills released Heavenly Pop Hit, and they had the number one single and the number one album, From Memory, again. And here it is. Oh, that's helpful. It started near the end. Let's start at the start. The Chills, Heavenly Pop Hit, off the album Submarine Bells. It's number 10. Show, that's The Chills with Heavenly Pop Hit at number 10. on our Audio Culture New Zealand Music Countdown. Now, I may have remembered things incorrectly. It says here that the song peaked at number 2 for the album, because this is an album countdown, of course, Submarine Bells, and made minimal commit. The album did not chart where? I'm not sure about this. I'm really not sure. I think I prefer to remember they went to number 1. What they did do, though, was they broke out New Zealand charts. In fact, the world charts were in a bad way at that time, with the kind of descent into over-commercialization of the late 80s. So that came out in July 1990, and then it was a bit of a precursor to what happened in September 91 when Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit came out and blew apart that kind of commercial setting for the pop charts around the world. So am I saying that we did it first in New Zealand? Go on, let's say that. All right, number 9. At number 9 on the countdown, it's Drive by Bic Runga. And have I got the song queued up? I haven't even got the song queued up. So we're going to play Sway. And I'll just type this in and bring it up for you. So this was 97, and this album charted massively, sold huge, and put Bic Runga into that kind of pantheon of New Zealand artists singing with Tim Finn and Dave Dobbin and people like that. So let's hit it. Sway by Bic Runga. Off the album, Drive. 97.
It doesn't seem right to look you in the eye and let all the things you mean to me come tumbling out my mouth. Indeed, it's time I'm telling you why you say it's infinitely true.
Stay, don't come at me.
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That's Bic Runger with Sway at off the album Drive at number 9 on the top 15 New Zealand album countdown we're doing this morning. Now, what was I going to say about that? I'll just briefly mention that one was a slam dunk. That went 7 times platinum in New Zealand, won the New Zealand Music Award Album of the Year for 97. So what else can you say? Everyone knows that song, if you're a certain age anyway. Now, before I was talking about Submarine Bells, and I was reading things off the Google search. I should have gone a little bit deeper. So Submarine Bells was at number 10, and that did, in fact, go to number 1, spending a lot of time in the New Zealand charts. The single Heavenly Pop Hip went to number 2. Elsewhere, however, it made minimal commercial impact. But, yeah, that was the Dunedin sound, the alternative scene breaking into the top of the charts. Now we're going to number 8. And the album is General Electric by Sheehad, or is it The General Electric? It is The General Electric. We're going to play My Mind Sedate. It sums it up nicely. And it's the remastered version too, so extra oomph. Got The Morning Show. That's My Mind Sedate by Sheehad off the album The General Electric, which is at number 8 in the top 15 New Zealand album countdown we're doing here on The Morning Show. At number 7, or should I say some details? Want some details? I think it's triple platinum in this country. Peaked at number 1, released October 99. There's some stats for you. You really just need to listen to the music to know what it's all about, though. At number 7, it's Traction by Supergroove. And this was out in the early 90s. They were all over Auckland when I was up at uni up there. One of my flatmates was obsessed with them. He went to every gig, so I ended up going to quite a few as well. And they were a real fun show. It's hard to choose a song, but we have to choose a song. So we're going to go with You Gotta Know, which kind of sums them up, I think. A lot of fun.
I said, please, Mr. Bang Bang. I need 10 grand. Come on, man, bang. got to know to understand. Maybe take me by my hand. I'll lead you to the promised land.
You got to know to understand.
To know to understand.
You got The Morning Show. You got to know by Super Groove off the album Traction, sitting at number 7 on our top 15 New Zealand album countdown we're doing this morning. And time-wise, we kind of, I think we're on track. I was just looking at the Wikipedia page for Super Groove. Some fanatic has put together a timeline showing the membership of all the members of the band. That's some dedication. And it's color-coded with the instruments they play as well. That is an act of love, and that's the kind of thing that they inspired. So let's move now to number 6 before the break. It's Toy Love with the album Toy Love. It was their only album. It peaked at number 4. And this is with Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate, Paul Keane as well. And what happened? The band members were apparently appalled by the mixing of the tracks, which took the edge off the band's deliberately raw sound. You can imagine that with Chris Knox, I'm sure. So we're going to play, what are we going to play out of this? We're going to play Bride of Frankenstein, a quick 2-minute track. Most of these tracks were pretty quick.
Several million miles away. I wanna be 6'3". I want to practice. Make me a Southland Radio 98.1, the best in the West.
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and we're doing the top 15 New Zealand album countdown. Why 15? I thought that would approximately fit in the amount of time I had in the show after I got organised. I didn't have an interview this morning. This seemed like a fun thing to do. It's from Audio Culture, who are, what do they call themselves? The Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. It's an online thing. You'll see them popping up on social media if you listen to the kind of music that they're talking about. But it's just all about music from Aotearoa. And it seems to be an interview with Tim Finn on the front page of the website at the moment. But we're not going there. Tim will pop up later on. We're getting into the top five. And starting off with Hello Sailor, the album Hello Sailor by Hello Sailor. And this only, fans of New Zealand music will know this music well because it was a staple of classic hits radio and radio all the way through. But the album Hello Sailor only peaked at number 17 on the New Zealand charts. The band broke up, only did two albums, but then they kept reforming and touring over the years, which I think is kind of kept them alive in the minds of New Zealanders, and they got voted in number five. And we're going to choose off that album, Go to Black. You're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and that was number five on the Audio Culture New Zealand Readers Poll. Top New Zealand albums, that was the song Gutter Black, but the album was Hello Sailor's self-titled track, Hello Sailor. We're up to number four, and I've run into a bit of a problem. Number four is the AK-79 compilation album. Now this, some of you won't even have heard of this. It's a collection of unreleased tracks by punk bands active in New Zealand in the late 70s, especially in Auckland. Just in Auckland, New Zealand. Album compiled by Brian Staff, released by Ripper Records in December 1979. Bands featured on the original compilation include The Scavengers, The Swingers, The Primers, who don't even have the Primus don't even have a Wikipedia entry. Proud Scum, good punk name. Toy Love and the Tearaways. The initial pressing of 500 was sold to a retailer. It was later reissued on LP and cassette via CBS, but deleted in 1982, and became rare and sought after over the next decade. No internet, of course. Not that the internet's helping me out much with this one. The song I wanted to play, I can't even find on online. And in the few minutes I've had, like the 30 seconds I've had to look for it. But the expanded and remastered CD version of the compilation released by Simon Grigg and Roger Shepherd, jointly by the record labels Propeller Records and Fly Nun, in November 93. And the issue was expanded to include tracks by the Suburban Reptiles, the Spelling Mistakes, the Features and the Marching Girls. Now, the last two of which also don't have Wikipedia entries. What's going on here? So now I have to choose. I mean, there's a lot of songs to choose from. There's also a 2008 reissue. It's just a bit ridiculous, really. I'm going to try and stick to the original. I'll tell you the track listing. Mr. X by the Scavengers. Never Been to Borstal by the Tearaways. I Am a Rabbit by Proud Scum. True Love by the Scavengers. Suicide by Proud Scum. She's a Mod, the Tearaways. I wonder if that's a cover. Certain Sound by the Swingers. Funny Stories by the Primers. Squeeze by Toy Love. Baby by the Swingers. You're Gonna Get Done by the Primers. And Toy Love, Toy Love Song by Toy Love. So we just played some Toy Love, so we're not going to play them. I was looking for a Swingers song. Let's try the Swingers. You're going to have to sit here while I type. The Swingers, Certain Sound. I was trying to get a different one before, called Baby by the Swingers, and all I was getting was information about Baby Swingers. All right, here we go. Here's the Swingers, Certain Sound. I've got no idea how this sounds. This is punk. It'll be raw. Phil Judd's in the Swingers, though, so originally from Split Enz. So there's a little bit of a connection there. Let's see how this goes.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That's The Swingers with Certain Sound. I bet you didn't know about that song. That's off the AK-79 album that came in at number 4 on the top 15 New Zealand album countdown, as voted by the readers of Audio Culture. It's a website in New Zealand, set up to document and get all the info about New Zealand music. It's got an index for all New Zealand music and funded by New Zealand On Air. So I'm so fascinated by this. I'm going to play another one, this compilation. That was really interesting. You could hear the tunefulness coming through, the punkness there. We're going to go for some pure punk, the Tearaways. I'm playing two off this album. It's the only one we're going to do this with because I'm kind of fascinated by it. But this is the Tearaways with Never Been to Borstal. 2 minutes of punk glory. You got The Morning Show with Aaron. Never Been to Borstal by the Tearaways off the AK-79 album. We're in the top 5, and that is number 4 for the New Zealand Top Album Countdown. Yes, AK-79, voted by Audio Culture readers, the news website in New Zealand, and knowledgeable audience, I think, for Audio Culture. That's what I'm getting out of this. Also, that one got the Friday Freak Zone seal of approval from Paul. Paul, I reckon AK-79 focus one day on the Friday Freak Zone would be a nice idea. Anyway, time to move on to number 3. Before we run out of time, and I'm choosing a fairly long song for this, at number 3, it is Split Enz with their first album, Mental Notes. And this album, I still don't understand. I don't know where this album came from. It doesn't sound like anything before or since. Maybe I'm not enough of an expert on music. I know I'm not, and I don't know the history well enough, but this is completely unique. And I'm going to play the first single, actually, Walking Down a Road, because it kind of sums them up where they were at the time, with a track with, I don't know if this was the one, but their record company commented that one of their songs had enough music in it for an entire album. It may have been this song. Have a listen. And it does start off a little bit slow, but all sorts of things going on. It's Walking Down a Road. It's off the Split Enz Mental Notes album. Still got Phil Judd in the band. Phil Judd, Mike Chun, Tim Finn. Neil Finn's still at school when this has been made. Thank you.
disappear.
Listening to The Morning Show, that's Walking Down a Road, lead single off the album Mental Notes by Split Enz, coming in at number 3 on the top New Zealand album countdown, as voted by Reader's Poll on Audio Culture. Check out the website, all about New Zealand music. Now that album, it's interesting, the album, the band didn't like the production of it at all, described as completely unsympathetic by bassist Mike Chan. Sorry, totally unsympathetic treatment we had recording in Australia. They weren't happy with it, but it's just survived as this astonishing piece of work. I still, as I said at the start, don't understand where it came from. But we're moving on now into the top two. And the top two are a long way ahead of everything else in the votes, I've got to say. At number two, it's based on a true story by Fat Freddy's Drop. And there's really no question about what song you play. It's going to be Wandering Eye. This had John Campbell and Carol Hirschfeld in the video. Very funny. Anyway, here it is. A shorter version, not the full 10-minute version. We do not have time for that. But check it out. Number one coming up after this.
When I wander, see right through you. Flying high in pretty voodoo. Lucid, dreaming, magic, wonder. See this spell I'm under, make you wander with that rhythm. Feel it moving through your system. Step on, step us, step up to it. All you got to do is do it. Do it, yeah, yeah. We come to do it, yeah, yeah. We come to do it, yeah, yeah. We come
nothing. All around, as they keep on searching, oh, I got it. Yes, I got it. When will it cease? Never gonna end. Lost my family, I lost my friends. Face is familiar, far from the same. Come a little closer, let me know your name. Who stepped into the light, sweet one, so I can see who you were. What's your name in the moonlight? What's your name in the streetlight?
You've got the morning show with Aaron. That's Fat Freddy's Drop with the track Wandering Eye off the album based on a true story. Number two on the top New Zealand album countdown. I see we've gone out of time for the show. We're going to keep going. We can fit in one more track, but I do want to say about this, the album based on a true story. Debuted at number one, went gold in its first day, and so far has become the longest album by a New Zealand group or artist to stay at number one at 10 weeks. Nine times platinum. Huge. Now, number one. Oh, and we haven't had... There's no Dave Dobbin in this top 15 this morning, if you've been listening the whole way through. The Dudes does appear below number 15. I'll just go through a few names of some albums which did turn up. This is voted on by the readers of Audio Culture. Go to the website, check it out. New Zealand Music Repository, we'll call it. Weta by Geographica by Weta, sorry, is there. The Dudes, First Right Time, below the top 15. Skeptics, Amalgam. Mutton Birds album, My Sex, Graffiti Crime. What else have we got going down? Exponents, something beginning with C. Front Lawn, Songs from the Front Lawn. The Gordons, with the Gordons album in there. And the Mint Chicks, Crazy Yes, Dumb No album. So all of those just outside the top 15. What is number one? Paul was complaining to me earlier. Well, not complaining. He sent me a text. He wished Mental Notes by Split Enz was number one. Sorry, Paul, it wasn't. But it is Split Enz at number one, of course. And it is True Colours. Of course, by a country mile, voted by the readers. And Split Enz, this is their sixth album. They'd been having a rough time. Their obvious talent hadn't been reflected in album sales and things like that. But then Neil Finn wrote I Got You, and it everything just exploded everywhere with that. And so we are going to play I Got You from Split Enz. Number one, off the number one album, as voted by Audio Culture readers. Here it is. The end of the morning show too. I'll see you all again tomorrow. I might have an actual interview then as well.
Sometimes I get frightened. Can see show me.